Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman, bringing you the most important news many years after we first reported on it on the Bugle. We're going back to February 2017 now, and I was joined by my sister Helen Zaltzman for a major update on the future of planet Earth. It's issue 4017, entitled Evolution Special.
Top story this week. No, Donald, you are not getting first dibs this week. You've had your turn, it's someone else's go. Helen.
Top story. The evolution of all life.
Which, ironically, is something that Donald Trump wants to stop as well. Anyway, there's some great stories in terms of where life on Earth is going this week.
Yeah, if you're a retromaniac, then you'll be excited at the latest comeback of something that had fallen out of style, the woolly mammoth.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, a Harvard team of scientists say that they reckon in a couple of years' time, they may have been able to create a hybrid of the Asian elephant, the woolly mammoth's closest living relative, and a woolly mammoth, the mammophant.
The mammophant. That was my wrestling name. Obviously, when it comes to evolution, the jury is still very much out on whether evolution has, on balance, been good or bad for this planet. On the plus side, it's made the planet much more famous than it used to be before there was life. On the minus side, it's been quite bad for the environment because species, you know, breathe out and then we develop cars. So, you know, I don't know if it's been good or bad, but it's a bit odd, isn't it, to bring back something rather than look after the stuff that's already there.
You could say that, Andy, but I think the reason why they want to bring back the mammoth is so that they can make them extinct again with climate change.
Oh, right. Double whammy.
Because the first time, no one was there to see it. Well, a few people were there, but early mankind just went on their way, didn't really...
Yeah, we want to get satisfaction out of extinctifying other species because we are locked in this evolutionary race.
Yeah, you don't want to waste that Instagrammable moment.
Particularly not an awesome species like the mammoth. You see, I read this headline that we could have woolly mammoths roaming the countryside again within 2 years, great big shaggy tusk-wielding proboscis-waggling hipster elephants galumphiating all over the place. Even by the time of the next Cricket World Cup, Helen, that shows how soon it is, within 2 years. But these are Harvard boffins.
Boffins.
It's always, boffins. We're in the media. We can call them boffins. Yeah, these bloody scientists with their research and experiments.
Well, they reckon they could have an embryo in 2 years' time. I don't know how long it takes a woolly mammoth to reach maturity.
Right.
And be able to galumph all over the place.
Yeah.
Have you been to the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles?
I have not. La Brea Tar Pits, ironically, actually played for the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 1960s.
It is an ancient pond of tar, and they have some fairly well-preserved mammoths that wandered in and then got stuck and died, because once you're in the tar, you're not getting out of the tar. And then what they also have...
that sounds like a threat from your mafia days, Helen. Once you're in the tar, you're not getting out of the tar.
But they also have about 5,000 bones from wolf dicks, because wolves would see the mammoth stuck in the tar, leaping there, they were going to eat them, but also possibly them,
right.
And then they also
nice
got stuck in the tar
piece
and
of
died.
Horny mammoth air sticking out of that tar. Oh yeah.
So maybe this will make wolf dick bones great again.
That is the tough subtext of Make America Great Again. Wolf dick bones. I'm a CNN newsreader who Trump has a bit of a beef with at the moment, of course.
I've seen a lot of conspiracy theories going around about what the government is up to in America, but none of them have mentioned this. So this is an exclusive scoop.
Right. The wolf dick bones or the mammoths?
The wolf dick bones.
Right.
I'm concerned about this. To me, it seems a surefire stepping stone, these boffins in the laboratory messing around with mammoth sperm, whatever they're doing. It is a surefire stepping stone to everyone having to swerve their cars all over the place on motorways because a f***ing mammoth has wandered onto it. And the mammoth will be thinking, oh, well, this didn't used to be here when my granny was around. This place has really changed. What do you mean, honk? You don't scare me. We used to wrestle stegosauruses, I think. So,
we are an identity.
I mean, it's going to be confusing, isn't it?
How is the
if you're a
mammoth
to self-identify.
Was mixed species.
Mixed species. But, I mean, you say I'm a mammoth. But what does that mean now? They haven't been mammoths for 5,000 years.
So they're also going to have to reconfigure.
Culture.
It's all identity politics now, isn't it? If you're a woolly mammoth.
A woolly mammoth hybrid elephant embryo.
More pressingly, Andy, where are you going to live, given that you favour Ice Age-style habitats and the world is quite warm?
Yeah.
Somewhere about an air-conditioned mall in Dubai?
Yeah, I mean, that's, to be honest, I'm quite surprised they do not have already animatronic mammoths and dinosaurs in those malls in Dubai, on the grounds that they've basically got everything else there. They've got an ice hockey rink there.
Really?
Yes, I think I've talked about this before on the Bugle. Another ice hockey rink in the shopping mall in Dubai.
Mammoths are going to adore that.
Yeah, well, exactly. Dubai shows that anything can be done, no matter how pointless.
There can be miracles if you believe.
And no matter how many slaves have to die in the process. So, work for the pyramids. Why change a winning formula? So, anyway, Professor George Church involved in this this project to bring back the lethal flesh-eating mammoth from the dead.
He's the Dickie Attenborough of
this
Department of Boffins, right?
Yeah. He said, our aim is, as you say, to create a hybrid mammoth elephant-mammoth embryo. Actually, it would be more like an elephant with a number of mammoth traits. We're not there yet, but it could happen in a couple. Now, this gets less and less exciting,
This
is basically an elephant with a number of mammoth traits. What he's going to do is dress up an elephant in a Viking outfit. That is not science, Helen. That is some kind of bizarre Rudyard Kipling-themed safari park stag do gone too far.
That sounds all right. Rudyard Kipling theme stag do gone too far.
That is an untapped economic market.
Or maybe it's been tapped as much as it's ever going to be tapped. Yeah. But basically, these are going to be elephants that are a bit hairier and have slightly smaller ears and more subcutaneous fat.
Yeah.
Well, I've often, there's so many times I've been looking at my elephant and thinking, oh, I quite like you, but you could do with more subcutaneous fat.
Yeah.
That's one of the elephant's great flaws as a species to me.
Can't believe you're body-shaming elephants.
Someone's got to tell them how it is, Helen. I'm joining the outright and taking down the elephant.
They're just not beach body ready.
They're not tar pit body ready. That's the problem.
They will be once they've starved to death in the tar pit and then been eaten by a wolf.
Eaten by a Randy Wolf.
There must have been a baseball player called Randy Wolf.
Randy Wolf, born August 22nd, 1976, age 40, Major League Baseball pitcher, batted right. Left through left.
I knew that name rang a bell.
I thought you were bullshitting, but it's real. What if all the rest of it is real?
Played for the Phillies, the Dodgers, the San Diego Padres, Detroit Tigers.
The New York Forks, all the classics.
Let's move on to the future of humans.
Is bleak?
Well, you say bleak, but Elon Musk, very much the 21st century Jesus Christ, he has stated that we will have to become cyborgs if we are to survive and thrive in a future dominated by artificial intelligence. I mean, I'm worried about this. I can barely get dressed unassisted.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to put on a fully functioning robot suit every morning and wire myself up. That's going
to be... You're not going to be able to compete in a world where things are expected to be useful.
Zing. That has been bubbling up for 36 years, isn't it? I mean, is that what a cyborg... I'm not totally sure what a cyborg is. Let's have a multiple choice quiz, shall we?
Okay.
Who or what is a cyborg? Is it A, an ancient port city in Denmark, famous for being the hometown of Viking King Eric the Disoriented, who, although a fearsome warrior, never managed to get his fleet out of the harbour and at one point rammed six successive ships directly into his next-door neighbour's house? Is a cyborg B, a late 1970s animatronic robot tennis player developed to be able to perfect the defensive baseline game and appeal to the ladies? The SI bit, of course, stood for simulated intelligence. So you had the Cybjorn, Cybjorn.
When you laugh in the middle of a lie, it seems more like a lie.
That is the one thing that's keeping me away from top-level politics. Is a cyborg, short for Sybaritic Organisation, that's the leisure and entertainment arm of the Bilderberg Group, or is it a being with both organic and biomechatronic body parts?
I'll go tennis player.
Right, correct. It's both B and D.
Yeah, you know the Greek kybernet from which cyborg comes,
right.
Meant a helmsman or steersman.
Right.
So it should mean that you're good at steering things.
Right.
Cyborgs.
Well, Elon Musk is steering us towards
space, hyperloops, and now this.
Yeah.
I think you technically are a cyborg already if you've got something like a pacemaker. And I think...
Oh, right.
I think maybe our mother is a cyborg because she has two artificial hips.
Oh, awesome. So I'm going to start throwing this around.
She's already highly evolved.
What does your mum do? Doesn't matter. She's a cyborg. It seems that Elon Musk's attitude is, if you can't beat them, join them. And blend us, or don't invent them, I guess. But
yeah, I'm not that worried yet. I used to live in a flat with smart windows, skylights that were meant to be so highly evolved. They could close when it rained, and instead they would close during bright sunshine, open and shut themselves at random, and occasionally got really distressed if there was a pigeon nearby. So
they can have human traits, you see.
But
I'm very much the same with pigeons.
But once the skylights and other machines become more intelligent than humans, I think we kind of deserve to f*** off and let them have it. Fine with it.
Thank you for listening to this top story. Now do go and tell a friend, enemy or acquaintance about the show, and or leave a nice review or comment somewhere that might help more people listen to it. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.